This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We consume plus or minus 19 billion barrels of oil a day in this country, but riddle me this. What exactly is in that barrel, both physically, but also economically? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
So I imagine a 55-gallon crude oil drum rolling down a ramp into a massive refinery, which isn't exactly right, says Eric Smith at Tulane University's Energy Institute.
First of all, the barrel that we use is simply a convenient measure. It's a 42-gallon barrel.
How come it's 42 gallons?
Because that's what John D. Rockefeller put it in. He put it in old beer barrels back in the 1890s.
And it's a convenient measure because, of course, today oil doesn't move in metal barrels. To get from the fields in Saudi Arabia or North Dakota to the refineries, it goes by pipeline, ship, and rail. But transportation is only a fraction of the barrel's cost. Most of it comes from finding, drilling, and pumping the oil out of the ground, says economist Rayola Duer at the American Petroleum Institute.
First, finding the oil itself can be a very involved process, and it can take onshore maybe $19, $20 a barrel, but it could be three times as much offshore.
Let's look at the domestic oil that's churning out of the Bakken fields in North Dakota. Remember, crude prices have fallen by half since summer. After subtracting the costs of exploration, production, and transportation, most producers can still make a small profit today at around $55 a barrel, explains Smith.
You probably go down to $30 before somebody actually shuts in a well. They might not drill a new one, but they wouldn't stop producing the old one until the price got below that cost.
Of course, what matters to consumers isn't how much refiners pay drillers, but what you and I pay at the pump. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And I'm Amy Scott, filling up in Baltimore.
Okay, $2.64 a gallon.
That's about 70 cents lower than the average price in this city a year ago. So where is all that extra change going?
Clearly Christmas. So it's a little bit extra for the stocking stuffers.
That's Bruce Smallwood, a marketing consultant. I find Margot Malter unlocking her gas cap with a key.
So why is it locked?
So people don't steal your gas? Which is never going to happen.
Turns out her mom put the lock in years ago when gas cost $4 a gallon. Malter, a preschool teacher, has other plans for her money.
Not Christmas presents. Save it for traveling, probably. I'll be taking that money to Japan or something.
Cab driver Waylon Hawks guesses he's pocketing $1,000 more a month.
So what are you doing with the extra money?
Saving it. Because I'm not going to stay this way.
That suspicion is one reason Bankrate.com analyst Greg McBride isn't expecting a big rush of consumer spending.
Consumers are very quick to scale back discretionary spending when gas prices rise, but very slow to ramp up spending when they fall.
McBride says just one in six people plan to spend more on holiday gifts this year. With household incomes barely keeping up with inflation, he says a lot of people are just getting by.
Until people see an increase in the paycheck, I think there's going to be this natural hesitancy on the part of consumers.
Still, if more people are paying their bills on time and whittling down their debt, that's good for the economy. Tyrese Davis, a grad student, is feeling flush enough to spend about $100 more per person on Christmas gifts this year.
I think it's just due to the economy, period. I don't think it's necessarily just the gas. I just think the economy is in a good shape right now.
Even Margot Malter, who said Japan would get her money, gave some of her savings back to the gas station. With her change from filling up, she bought a scratch-off lottery ticket. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.